For us who is living right now, alive right now in this generation, it doesn't matter whether you are a Christian or a non-Christian. It doesn't matter because we are currently living in the most exciting times. I would say maybe even in the entire human history lifespan. Right now is the most important time ever because it is the time of the end days. So I think this year, 2020, has been such a shocking and astonishing year for the entire world. We had so many major events, the pandemic and the economic crisis situation that we never thought would have happened to us. Everything just suddenly happened in this year. And for Christians, we are not without knowledge. We are totally cognizant of the times because our God, Jesus Christ, had in fact wrote down everything that he needed us to know in order for us to prepare for these times in the Bible. In the beginning, when I first knew about this season, it was like the 11 o'clock hand moving onto the 12 midnight hour. And I believe that with this year, 2020, we have moved into the midnight hour. And even if you don't want to believe it or you deny it, but you couldn't, because whether you're Christian or non-Christian, you see before your very eyes. At first, when it first started, the COVID-19 first started, we couldn't believe our eyes. But months and months into this lockdown, looking at how it went around the world, looking at how the world governments and the economies reacted, we are no longer denying anything because we realize that this is a time of tremendous, tremendous change. What does the Christians have to say to all this? I will tell you, the Christians, we know everything because our God is real, our God is true, and he has told us everything from the beginning and even predicted into the future years, into the future season, what will come, what will be coming, what will happen to Christians and non-Christians alike. If you are a Christian, I don't care how long you've been a Christian. Maybe you've been a Christian for more than a decade. Maybe you're a new Christian. It doesn't matter because now is a particular time, is a special time of special anointing, is a time of sifting the wheat from the chaff. The Lord is looking at people that he can count on, people that he can allocate assignments. Assignments from the Lord, from the Holy Spirit, is being organized, is being handed out, is being distributed. Have you received any assignments from the Lord? Do you know what is your role that you're supposed to play in these end times? Wake up, people. Wake up. Because the time is short. The demonic world, the Christian world, everybody is on tender hooks. Because even if they don't understand or they understand, but they know that something is up in the air, it's not a normal time. Something is about to happen. Something is about to happen. Whose side are you on? I think the lockdown situation, it may have been caused by the devil to subjugate people, to start the oppression of people all over the world. But God has used it. God has used it to sift out and to differentiate who are his true believers. Because now that Christians, you cannot meet in a physical building, a church building anymore. What do you do? Do you waste your time? Do you get far away from God because you have no motivation? Do you cling on to God? Do you use the extra time to get extra deep in with Him? This time shows the quality of your love for the Lord. I believe that right now, even right now, and even coming into the months, the true church of God is rising. The true church of the body of believers of God is rising all throughout the world because I can see it. It's not confined to church building. It doesn't matter what kind of Christian legacy you come from, what kind of role you used to play in your physical church building. The Lord is looking at hearts. He's looking right deep into each of our hearts, whether Christians or non-Christians, and He's looking for the pure hearts, for those whose hearts sparkle like a gem, like a beautiful translucent gem. Maybe they have not known God yet, but they are destined to know God because God can see into the hearts of humans and know who is for Him and who is not for Him. In this difficult moment, through this difficult moment, like purification through fire, what's going to come forth? Diamond is going to come forth. Gold is going to come forth. The real true believers, you're going to be refined. You're going to have all the debris and all the corruption being burned out of you through your walk with the Lord. And you're going to come forth as gold, as hard as diamond. Why? Because there are important work that the Lord wants you to do in this season. And anybody who cannot pass through the fire and come forth as gold will not be able to stand, will not be able to withstand the great work that the Lord is looking for people to give His assignments to. Where are the people? Where are the people in the Great Commission of the Bible? The Bible says that this is the Great Commission that Jesus Christ asked each of us Christian to do. It's not something if you feel like doing and then you evangelize. No, it's something that God specifically gave us the instructions that we have to spread the true news, the good news of Him and His salvation throughout the world. And only when we have done that, only when the allocation of the number of saints that are supposed to be brought back into His kingdom are full, then Jesus Christ can come back again. So Christians, what are you doing today? Are you swept up with the world? Are you walking alongside in tandem with the world? I tell you, the world has no direction. The world is lost. The world doesn't know where they are going. They think that they are going that way, but their passions, their emotions sweep them up. They don't know where they are going. But we Christians, we should know for sure, not just kind of know, but we know with 100% clarity where God wants to take us. Because we are the sons and daughters of God, of a heavenly Father who loves us. And to us, He will tell us His secrets. Where are the lost people right now in this time of lockdown? They are not to be found gathering physically in buildings, in areas. No. I tell you where they are found. They are found all over the internet. They are found all over the internet. Some of them are proud. Some of them are haughty. Some of them are violent, some of them are aggressive, but I tell you, there are some of them who are lost, some of them who are looking for direction, some of them who are looking for the meaning of life, some of them who are looking for love, some of them who are looking for forgiveness, some of them who are looking for Jesus Christ. They are looking. Are you going to tell the good news to them? Are you going to tell them the truth? Are you going to tell them of your witness? Are you a witness giving your testimony to the non-believers that you testify of God because you have known God, because you have walked for so many, how many years with God, and because there was this incident and then a second incident and then a third incident, and each time how God has supernaturally delivered you. Therefore, you are a witness. You are a witness because you have received the sweetness and the goodness from God, and you can witness of Him. There is a God who exists, and His name is Jesus Christ. And this is what He says, this is what the Bible says, and this is the eternal life that He offers to those who believe in Him. And this is the comfort that He brings to those who are hurting. This is the direction that He gives to those who are lost. This is the provision that He gives to those who are in lack. This is the salvation that He gives to those who are dying. This is the deliverance that He gives to those who are tormented by demons. This is the power and the authority He gives to those to overcome the difficulties in their lives. The speed is of essence. My brothers and sisters in Christ, speed is of essence. While we were still sleeping, while we were still lost in our own feel-good little worlds, what has the devil done? He has turned the world upside down. He has reigned in the world because there was nobody to stop him. He has done whatever he likes in the world. What are we going to do? Are we going to just stay back and then just keep a low profile and hope that He doesn't come for you? I'll tell you the truth. You're wrong, because He definitely will come for you. In fact, He has set up and done all these things. His number one hatred are Christians. You know that. It is in the Bible. If you sit back now and try to hide, you will not be safe. Like Esther, like what Mordecai says, God will rise up another person. As for you and your household, you may perish. The devil has already made more preparations than we Christians have done. He has set up everything so nicely, all strategic and all the resources that he needs, the humans that he needs, the demons with their ranks. Please, if you are a real Christian, do not let our God down. Do not let the name of our Lord Jesus Christ be in disgrace, be in obscurity, be misunderstood. If you love God, if you have witnessed God, won't you open your mouth and tell of your witness of God? It doesn't matter that you say, I don't like social media, I'm not savvy, I'm not IT savvy. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you like or what you don't like. The fact is, the lost people are in the internet looking for answers. They type in and they search for answers every day. And when the pressure gets worse and when they get more oppressed, that's what they will turn to. The internet is their only source of comfort and medicine. Where are you, Christians? Where are you strategically positioned such that you can cast the net and bring in the harvest? Be like the fishermen, like the disciples of Jesus. The fishes are coming. Are your nets ready? We are going back into the days of Acts. The Acts, that we read about in the Bible, I tell you, we are going back into that season. I do not know if I will live long enough to see the entire season unfold, but I know for sure that whether am I around or not around, that is going to happen, because this is the time for the final great harvest, and then the Antichrist will take over the world. And Christians or non-Christians, we will be in trouble. It will be a hard time and a terrible time for the entire world. When the evil rises up and darkness engulf and consume our entire world. Where is your faith and where is your courage now, Christians? Where are you when God needs you? I don't give excuses saying that I'm not good enough, I'm afraid of this, I don't know this. There is nothing that is impossible with God. I don't care how old you are. I don't care that you are not IT savvy. If you don't know, you ask God to help you, to send someone to teach you, to send angels to teach you how to use the social media tools. We are all going to go home to meet the Lord one day. When you see the Lord in heaven, you want to feel so happy that you have done everything you could have done when you were still alive on earth for Him. And you want Him to say to you, "Well done, good and faithful servant." I know from the Lord that the time of the final great harvest that is going to come in, we will not have a lot of time. That is why I told you, speed is of essence. The Lord told me, speed over quality. Because the Antichrist's agenda is moving so fast, we Christians, we have to do, start doing, start organizing, start standing up, start putting out the voice of God, not on our own strengths, but with the power and the anointing of our Lord Jesus Christ. Everything that you believe in, everything that you stand for, this is your time to make meaning out of your life. Do not be afraid, brothers and sisters in Christ. We are considered the forerunners of this season. In the end days, in the later days, our dear brothers and sisters in Christ, they would have to go through even worse torment than us. You know that, right? It's in the Bible. I know that what is coming over us, transforming the body of Christ, is not by human effort, because human effort will not be able to stand. It is only by the power and the anointing of the Lion of Judah that we are able to stand, and not only stand, but stand and resist, and not only resist, but to go forth in courage, in bravery, speaking the truth, being the light to the dark world. And I know that God with us, it will definitely be accomplished, because that is in God's agenda. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you and I bless you.